Welcome everybody, shir number 961, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we were in the middle of Siman Resh Tes Vav. We are trying to go in our Hilchos Brachos Siman by Siman, not in exactly in order, but as much as possible, one Siman at a time, work it over as much as we could. Halacha wise, and move on from there. So we're in the middle of Siman Resh Tes Vav. And we're in the middle of the bracha levatala, bracha shein tzricha, and so on. So lemaitzah, the bottom line is like this. So we started going through a couple of shiurim. Last year we took a little bit of a turn onto an interesting question which was asked to us, which is we love to have questions and shilas from everybody for that reason, because many times a shila comes up that's very interesting and everybody would love to hear about. But we started talking about a couple of shiurim ago from the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chaf, which is going through the background and the foundation, and what are the isurim of the bracha levatala, bracha shein tzricha, and so on. Okay, so just real quickly to go, we're in the middle of Sifkat and Chaf. So the Mishnah Berurah said like this, that if somebody says Hashem's name in vain, Rachman al Slan, right? Shem Shemaim Levatala, Kuli Yama Yesh Isser Tyra Mamish, it's an Isser Tyra. Okay, if it's a Bracha Shein Itzricha, we said it's a Machlaikis Minatira, Drabanan. But if it's Mamish, they just say Hashem's name in vain, Rachman al Slan, who over al mitzvah say the Es Hashem Elekecha Tira. Mamish, the over a Pasuk in the Tyra. She has Hara Lemoitzi Shem Shemaim Levatala, that Pasuk is Hashem Elekecha Tira. It tells us the Mishnah Berurah is warning us, Lamuitzi Shem Shemaim Levatala, not to say Hashem's name in vain. Kedisa Betrumus. Okay, so it goes over there. Okay, Kizehu Miklal Hayira. Shalala Haskira, Kizel Miklal Hayira, Shalala Haskira, Shemoi Hagodol, Ki Imbderach Shevach, Vahido, Kemoi Shemachuyev. So, in other words, the bottom line is it has to be with Shevach and Haido, with praise, number one, and number two, in a time and place when one is Machuyev to say it. Avaloy Levatola, but not in vain. Okay, Mikol Makan Bein Das, according to the Rambam, he says, and according to other Paiskim, in this topic, Al Eze, and then we mentioned last time also where you can't say G-D, right, even in other languages. Okay, he goes on to say further that in this topic loyal is a bracha in berach oyloy. So as we know in general, the bottom line is if somebody is not sure if they made a bracha or not, so you're dealing with saying Hashem's name in vain. Mam Shemi could be dealing with a derise over here of being over that pasuk saying Hashem's name in vain, right? So you can't just go ahead and say it. But if it's a derise, the imhu davishu the derise, if it's something that's a derise like benching, right? A person's full, they ate and they're full, then they have to bench. I don't remember, did I bench, did I not? So then you have to re-bench again. Choyzer mevarech, you re-bench again. We said there's different ways to get out of it. Try and eat another kazayas of bread and make yourself mechuyev to bench. So that was another very important thing we mentioned in the past. And not just stomp the bench. I mean, you have to just stomp bench, but it's always best to eat another kazayas of bread and thereby giving yourself a real chiyev to bench if one does not remember if they benched or not. Now, but if the person does remember if they made a bracha or not, a regular bracha, vimu d'rabbanan, they don't remember, did I make this a shahakol or didn't I make a shahakol? So what should I do? Should I just go ahead and make a shahakol again? Say a bracha, praise Hashem. No, you can't do that. Lo yachzav yivarach. You can't just go ahead and remake it again. Yeah, but I don't. Can you continue drinking? Yeah, you could continue drinking. Again, it's always best to take something else that's a shahakol and make a shahakol on something else, which fresh thing, which you'd have to make a bracha. You make a shahakol, let's say, on a piece of candy, a drop of sugar, a drop of a pinch of salt, and have in mind the drink or whatever it is that you're drinking that you're not sure if you made the shahakol. That's what you should do. But let's say you're in time and place where you don't have, I'm drinking my soda. I'm on the road. I have nothing else besides this cup of soda. I just can't remember. Did I make a shahakol? So then the answer is no, you do not make over the bracha. And you could continue drinking halachically. It's best not to, but halachically, you could continue drinking, and you do not make over the bracha. You don't make it again because of this, we see the extremity, how extremely the importance of not saying Hashem's name in vain. If you don't remember if you made a bracha, in most cases you don't say it over unless it's a deraisa, like by benching, and you are full. So then it's mashpi v'kamachrim, the iser yesh badavar lachzel levarach. So In other words, we said last time that umashma mikamachrim, the isur yesh badavalach zolavarch. A person, in other words, it's not a choice. That's what we're saying over here. It's not a choice. A person made a, they don't remember, did I make a shahakol, did I not? So, okay, so it's better not to do it, fine. But if I really want to be a frum fellow and I just feel, I feel very funny drinking without a bracha, what am I supposed to do? Could be that I didn't make the bracha. No, there's mamish an isur. Umashma mikamachroinim, he says. It says the Mishabur again in Sifkotn Chof. Sifkotn Chof, right? Mashma b'kamachrenim the Isser Yesh b'davalach zelavarch. It's mamish an Isser. It's also to say it over again, unless it's a deraisa, like by benching and a person's full. If a person ate and they're not full, then that's only derabon, and also they would not say it over again. But again, in case in time of benching, you try and eat another kazayas of bread and then bench the right way. And as far as making over the hamoitzi again, if you're not sure if you benched, usually it's you a mesiach das, and you would have to make a hamoitzi again, and you would have to wash again. Washing would be without a bracha, but you would have to make another hamoitzi because you already was a done deal, right? So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that making over a bracha, if a person doesn't remember, it's not pshat that, yeah, well, maybe, I'm not sure, I feel funny, well, it's also. Mashma mikam achroinim de isu yesh badav alachzor levarech. And the Sharet Zion says a very interesting thing in Sifkat and Chof Aleph. He goes through the whole thing. Why? I'm not going to get into all the details right now, but just basically on the surface, he says the Isra of Leisisa, which is the Isra over here of saying Hashem's name in vain. That lav hazeh says choma mishar lavim. This lav is stricter than other lavim, and he ends off that lekach afilu. Therefore, v'gam he goes there because how the Gemara explains it. V'gam goydul unshoy ayin sham b'Gemara. How big the einish is the Gemara talks about, and for this lav. It's stricter than other lavim. Lekacha filus feika, even if somebody, if there's a sofik in conjunction with this lav, like saying over a bracha, is chomer, is more strict, bishars feika drabban, is more strict than other times when a person's not sure and the question is only midrabban, like a sofik drabban, for osur lahachmer misofik. And to the point that you can't be machmer in a sofik, you just can't be machmer in a sofik. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, but again, like we said, the person tries as much as possible, if they're in a place and time that they're able to get out of it, if they're not sure, if they made a bracha, a first bracha, let's say a shahakol or something like that. So again, like we said, take a drop of sugar, a pinch of salt, a candy, whatever, something to help yourself to try and get out of it. But if in case in time you don't have, then of course it's also to remake brachas when it's a sofik derabanan, sofik brachas lahakol. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tuv.